question a slightly different way. When, what we used to do in the old labs, and we still do in our, is that if you come with a PhD degree as opposed to a master, you get 4 more years of what we call years of professional experience, YPE. So you start out with a slightly higher salary, 4 years left. And that's about all that you used to get. I don't think you got a better office.
We have one more question. We have really to wrap it up, so you had a question.
So about these 40 hires you did this year, I'd like to know how many of them you think needed a PhD as opposed to a master's, and is there any different way of going?
If there is the same NCF, we've hired, over the years, we've hired people who have masters who are paid more than the PhDs are paid. For the job that we were hiring for, I don't think that we would have gotten, we would have taken masters people. But I think there's a distinction that we expect or we look for in PhD students. There are exceptions, of course. There are exceptional master's students. We've actually even hired transfers. But very, very the distinction is that we expect people who have PhDs to have to come up with novel ideas, to have original ways of thinking, to have a way of looking at a problem or perspective that we do not expect a master's degree. And so, for the jobs we were looking for, we went specifically looking for people.
I think that I can summarize it with an optimistic conclusion. Is there a future? Yes, there is a future. Thank you very much. I'd like to.
Everybody, before you leave, just one more moment, please. This has been a really great day for our department. The president and senior administrators came to our house and they looked and listened. And we had lots of guests from the outside, lots of industrial people, academics. We had this marvelous panel of scientists. The whole event was conceived and largely executed by our one-man tornado. He said to me, in his own words, he said he hijacked the whole event. And he was terribly afraid that it would be a dismal failure because it would all fall on his shoulders. This may be presumptuous of me, but I would like to tell him on behalf of the department and our students that it was a colossal success. Thank you.
To add that, you know, I had tremendous help from the staff, especially from Marianne Holtzbach, who is outside, I think, of course, doing preparation for reception, but I would never have done it without her, and of course, with our faculty. So I would like to thank them.
I don't think the stock would have changed my orientation anyway.
That's